with the garbage down to the end of my driveway. And there I ran into the devil himself, and the devil himself did say, "Hey, come on down to the corner bar, boy, have I got news for you." Well, when you get the word from the devil himself, buddy, what can you do? So I trucked on down to the corner and ordered me up a beer. The devil himself climbed up on a stool and he whispered in my ear, "Say, you know what your old lady been doing? Well, you've been out of town. She been seen shoving and jiving with big old Delbert Brown." Well, now Delbert, he sat down at the end of the bar like a gorilla waiting to be fed. He had a neck like a trunk on a big oak tree and a face like hammered lead. But the devil himself, he poured me full of three or four glasses of booze. And by the time I was good and primed, I figured I had nothing to lose. So I stepped right up to Delbert and I said, "You S.O.B., I hear you been a-messing with my good gal and making a fool of me." Well, Delbert, he come off of that stool like a big alligator gar. And before I could holler for the devil himself, we commenced trash the bar. I woke up next morning in the hospital, two black eyes and a mangled nose, and they had me wrapped in plaster from my neck down to my toes. And the very first visitor I received, he was the deputy chief of police. He said, "I come to haul your sorry ass in for disturbing the peace." Well, they threw me on down in the pokey, 90 days and 90 nights. Well, hell, it was long, about 3 or 4 weeks before they even let me call my wife. Well, friends, I've learned my lesson well, and here's what it's all about. Don't pay no mind to the devil himself when you go to take the garbage out.